forensic pathologist testifying today in Minneapolis that George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen that damaged his brain and caused his heart to stop beating. That bolstered prior testimony along the same lines. Yesterday, Lindsay Thomas is a former Hennepin County medical examiner offering her testimony today. On Wall Street, just about a half an hour from the closing bell, the Dow is up by 220 points right now, the NASDAQ up 28, and the S&P 500 up by 21. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
David Little from Tucker McCann is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted. Our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this phase of the severe weather risk. The threat of some strong to severe storms will continue well into the evening hours tonight, with damaging wind gusts the main threat, but large hail also possible. Then, in the wee hours of the morning, another round of severe weather. All modes of severe weather are possible with this event, including maybe some extensive wind damage. And the threat of tornadoes can't be ruled out. That threat will continue through the morning hours tomorrow. Then tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, more scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunday will be a better day with partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Whoop my thunderstorms. Thunderstorms. Natural disasters can be linked together. Show ya, can see the weather patterns. Like a soda. All the clouds ahead, now changing air pressure, causing the rapid air movement. Conditions, different kinds of storms can cause another fear. Raining storms on these lightning thunderstorms are thunderheads. Gonna storm ahead. All the dying, showing more pressure. Good enough, hey. Barometer, hey. All the dying, showing more pressure. Good to know, hey. Thunderstorm.
Just got bigger.
Leon is getting larger.
That's not Leon, that's Eddie Vader. Rosie is here. And the big story for the moment locally is the weather. Rich Thomas in just a second.
And here they are.
Yeah, Jeff is well. We welcome Rich Thomas to the studio. It's been an interesting afternoon.
Yeah, it was been these thunderstorms producing large hail. That's the main item today is large hail. And they've been comparing it to, well, up in Walker County, hail the size of tennis balls.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But in Lowndes County right now, lime size.
Oh, wow. Really?
Or half dollar size, if you will.
Holy cow.
So,
regular lime or key lime?
I don't know.
Question. Because key limes are much smaller.
They're comparing it to things that they know that people can, say, oh, I know how big that is. We haven't seen baseball size hail today, but,
Thank you.
We're in a severe thunderstorm watch till 7 o'clock tonight. Right now, for a few more minutes, Lowndes County is under a severe thunderstorm warning. That was a big thunderstorm. That's up to about 60,000 feet tall in the atmosphere.
Wow.
Again, producing half-dollar size hail. Yeah, there you are. You're zooming in on it now. And we're live streaming downstairs. We've interrupted on the big station here at the 100,000-watt WBAM a couple of times. It's a little bit out of the range of the stations here in the metro. But we will be looking to see if these storms move into the Montgomery area. Keep in mind, they are hail producers, and they can, and hail can cause, well, we all, I think a lot of us remember that hail storm, that 1988. I don't know if you weren't in it, you've heard about it. It was a Monday night, and hail.
Is that the one that damaged like thousands of cars?
Thousands of cars. And for years, you could find dented cars in Montgomery. It went across the TV station and destroyed my car. It went to Montgomery Mall, destroyed all the way up the the car dealerships on the East Shore Boulevard.
I remember hitting the dealerships.
It hit all the dealerships. So yeah, hail's a big deal. Now the thing is, after this event this evening, tomorrow morning in the middle of the night, Rosie and I will be here. Chase will be too, and so will JT, and we'll be covering a more significant event. This is going to be a widespread wind damage event, but you could also have large hail, and you could also have tornadoes with it as well. So
this is like an appetizer today,
though. Yeah, exactly right. I think it begins in pre-dawn hours, and maybe in some places pretty bad right around dawn or thereafter. But I think it's moving quick enough that, by about 10 o'clock, it's a non-issue in southeast Alabama. So that's what we're looking for tomorrow morning. So you need two ways of getting warnings, watches or warnings. My weather app, which was it talking to you today?
I have to check.
Okay. It was probably talking to you today.
Told me about severe thunderstorms.
Yes, yeah. It did.
Yeah.
2 hours ago.
Yeah, so...
I was on my bike when this happened.
Well, then it said, don't forget Rich's $20.
No, so you should have at least two ways of getting a warning successfully, a watch or a warning. And by that, I mean a weather radio, which is like a smoke detector. It wakes you up. My weather app. Don't depend on the sirens, for heaven's sakes. Please don't depend on the sirens, because first of all, you can't hear the sirens inside. And by the way, they issue the sirens for a tornado warning, and this is going to be a wind event, and the sirens won't go off. So don't depend on the sirens.
Well, and can you give us a little more insight on wind event? That term, what?
Okay, so this is going to be a line of thunderstorms. Do you remember last summer that derecho in the Midwest that cost billions of dollars?
Yeah.
It was 105-mile-an-hour winds out there in Iowa. That wasn't a tornado situation. That was a line of thunderstorms that caused tremendous... It destroyed crops and did widespread wind damage. Now, I don't think we're going to have that. However, that's what this is going to be, a line of storms with widespread damaging wind potential starting in the pre-dawn hours in western Alabama, and then moving on eastward through the morning hours tomorrow.
I'm starting to feel guilty that we're not doing the Saturday show. Could be a lot of action here.
I would share some text with you, but I don't want to hurt your feelings, man.
Well, we'll be
lots of people want us back on this
area. Is that right?
Yeah, man.
He's got a series that'll be coming. What's the series that you're working on for the future?
The Mayberry series?
I was kidding. He's been talking about dead.
Froze him up.
He's been talking about Dead Budell.
Oh, that's a show. Yeah, no, that's Dead
Budell. Yeah, that one's a ways in the future.
I know. I'm just kidding you.
I think you ought to do a call-in relationship show like Frasier.
Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
I would love to just be a fly on the wall.
Well, I've made every relationship mistake you can make, so I think I'm qualified to give advice.
By the way, do you think there's a warm front between Montgomery and Demopolis? It's 84 in Demopolis right now, and it's 65 in Montgomery.
Yeah, you can feel it dropping out there.
Holy
so
cow.
It's the warm front eventually will pass through Montgomery and will warm up dramatically, but what a difference. A 20-degree temperature difference between Demopolis and Montgomery.
It was raining steadily. You're... alert came in as I was doing my bike ride today. I went for a good long one.
You went in the rain, didn't you?
It was raining steadily. There was no thunder.
Such a stud.
I had my baseball jacket on, ski hat, and I got soaked. But I enjoyed it. There's something about it that's freeing. It reminds me of...
Isn't a poop so freeing?
No, not that. It just was like... And it was very quiet, very little traffic, and... I took Heartbreak Hill in seventh gear, and that's not easy to do, but all right. I did it.
I see people in his neighborhood looking out the window. Come here, Martha.
Yeah. there he comes again.
All right, so that's the latest. We're just monitoring for warnings here and watching the radar carefully. It looks like that storm southwest of us hasn't gotten worse. Is that the current radar you're showing, or are you showing
the future?
That was
current, but I'm just refreshing it.
The one that's coming in the morning, Rich, is it, you said it's coming out of the west?
Yeah, it's called an MCS, a mesoscale. You've heard that before.
Yes,
convective system.
Meso was soleopathic.
Yeah. Yeah. I got checked for that one time.
And it will be a complex of storms that takes on its own personality. And so we'll be here tracking it.
All right, if there's anything you need to come up and share with the audience,
all right.
As I said, walk right in, sit right down. What song is that?
Walk right in,
sit right down.
Baby, let your
hair down.
All right, I'll be back.
Maybe we'll remember the words by the time you get back.
Right.
Let's see, walk, don't run, walk like a man, walk on by, walk right back. Here it is.
Walk right in.
Yeah. It's the Rooftop Singers, kids. Remember these guys?
No.
Nobody?
No, no, no.
No.
Long intro.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing.
Play the first few lines. This is music from the Peter, Paul, and Mary era.
I remember it from commercials.
Folk music.
For some reason.
Huh?
I remember it from commercials.
It may have been used in a
That's what I remember from.
I can't recall one specifically, but... all right, so we've got a weather situation, and I need a volunteer in the audience who can let me know through Facebook Messenger or some other way when we're interrupted. Because if there's a warning issued, it overrides us. But we don't
have a clue.
We don't know because we can't do our show on an over-the-air signal because we're on delay.
Right.
Not unless we can learn how to talk and hear ourselves, 22 seconds later. That's not a good way to do radio. So, but I got to tell you, I enjoyed, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe there's a, I'm so distressed at the news. The news just can't get crazier, it does.
It does, Greg.
Every day. Now, President Bonehead, I have a little flashback here from Joe Biden 100 years ago when he was relatively new in the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm. Clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. It was totally within his right to do that. He violated no law. He was legalistically absolutely correct, but it was a bonehead idea.
Which is why he's appointed a commission, which is like saying, we're going to do this. They're doing everything they threaten to do, and worse. The situation at the border is so out of control. There's absolutely no one in the media, except for the usual suspects, who are willing to stand up and tell the truth. And we're all going to find this out the hard way. And it's just so distressing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was Biden back in 1983 when he was only about 70 years old. wait a minute, what's this? Oh, okay, just wanted to double check. We're going to have, there's a event to support autism we're going to talk about right after 4 o'clock. So we have that coming up. Otherwise, today, what did we put on social media? I got a Tucker Carlson clip I want to play. Here is a preview.
You know what people care about most by what's at the top of their to-do list.
There you go. So if that didn't whet your appetite for more, I don't know what will. I did. It's about this insanity. I don't even know where to start when I walk in here now. Because what's the biggest issue? What's the number one crisis on the plate? And I made a post about this earlier today. There's Hunter with his sharpening his teeth. Dennis DeYoung. New York taxpayers get to hand out checks for $15,000 to illegals.
Vladimir Putin had another one of his opponents killed.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's normal over there. We'll be having that here soon on a regular basis.
That's what I'm saying. It's coming, man. It's coming.
Prince Philip passed away right after we started the morning show today.
Yeah, I saw that.
His app must have gone out, and he was so disappointed he died.
It happens.
Look at Hunter. Look at those freaking teeth.
You see that they're trying to put him on the apology tour. So Americans start to feel sorry for him and be able to normalize and excuse his behavior. Can you imagine anybody else in the world that would have been on Jimmy Kimmel that's done the things that he's done?
That takes balls. I mean, not the kind of balls that we need to see. What's the right word?
Chutzpah.
What?
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
Yeah,
you're right, lady. He does have tremendous chutzpah. Shameless. They don't care. And they don't care. Where is Kamala Lala Ding Dong?
She was
appointed to run the border crisis.
Yeah, we know where she's not.
She's not at the border.
Right.
She was in Chicago at a bakery.
I saw that.
And Psaki, the press secretary, said, well, she's entitled to a biscuit like any other dog.
Miss Hollerback Girl? Miss Circleback?
Yeah. The one that looks like Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, dude, it's weird. You saw that, too?
Yeah, I posted that.
That's the creepy factor pretty strong in that one.
Yeah, speaking of cringy things, here's Alexa.
These are the top things nobody will admit are cringy, so I'll say it for them. That undeniable sexual tension between the Property Brothers. Your kid's artwork.
No.
Any item of clothing that says Kirkland's signature. Your lonely aunt's Instagram posts of her cat. Billy Crystal's gradual transformation into your grandma. And finally, your grandpa watching your grandma eat a banana. Totally cringeworthy. Erase memory.
Please.
I think she's onto something there.
Yeah.
One thing, I left early, as I always do when it's raining as hard as it is, and will continue for the next few minutes. I love the traction I get with my Rogue. I've driven cars in rain where when you're at a stop sign, even if you just accelerate gently, the wheels spin and all that. I never have to worry about that with this car. I never have to worry about it, if you're hitting wet surfaces or ponding water and things like that. I don't push the envelope. I just know that I'm confident in the car when those moments come. If you have never driven a Nissan, you're ready for something new, and you want to get new without paying new, the place to go is Jack Ingram Certified Pre-Owned Nissan. They've got a Rogue there. It's 2021, so it's brand new. It's beautiful. Let's hit the pictures. They've got multiple pictures of every vehicle in stock. And you can do this without paying the new car price, which is great. This particular model only has 1,400 miles on it. But that's virtually brand new, but it's not. So guess what? You get it at a much lower cost with all the benefits of the new car, including warranty and the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper. So you really just can't go wrong, especially at the prices that these cars are being offered at. You can also do the same thing. They got a couple of Nissan Altimas. That's the sedan my nuclear physicist prefers. They have three of those, white, silver, and black, all of them in the 5,000-mile range.
Wow.
So you can get one of those at a really, really great price. It's an awesome sedan. They have a couple with a little more, actually just 6,000 miles, Altima 2.5 S's. These are fantastic machines. Even a Nissan Armada Platinum, which is a beautiful beast.
Very nice.
Let me say so myself.
Yes.
They have one of those with only 10,000 on it. At Jack Ingram, Nissan. Start shopping there. It's time to love what you drive, and you'll love the deal they cut for you at Jack Ingram Nissan.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you, or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hello, Montgomery. Get WOW super fast internet for less than the other guys. Starting at just $29.99 per month, WOW has the speed. Go online to learn how to get $150 on us. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
Wow. Hey, I'm Brand, and as you know, one of the worst things you can say in any business, or in life for that matter, is, but we've never done it that way before. That approach stops us from making decisions that could have been great. We just keep doing the same thing, even if we're not happy with it, even while we're complaining about it, we just keep doing it. What if there's a better way? This is why considering MediShare for your healthcare bills is such a great idea. It works. It's less expensive. It's convenient. It's a better way for so many people to pay for their healthcare. And thinking, but we've never done it that way before, is a great way to miss out on major savings. The typical family saves $500 a month, and you miss out on the huge network of doctors, the free telehealth services, the great customer service, and being a part of something that matters, with more than 400,000 members sharing each other's healthcare bills. So you've never done it this way before? No problem. Just call. You can start saving right now. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Tom Hanks's son, Chet Hanks, was spotted shooting a video for his White Boys of Summer brand. Wow. Even Hunter Biden is saying, dude, stop embarrassing your dad. Salma Hayek has a pet owl. Much like its owner, it's famous for its hooters. Aaron Rodgers doesn't know what the future holds for him in Green Bay, but everyone else in Green Bay knows what their future holds. Diabetes. A new study found that the majority of people who started a new hobby during the pandemic wound up taking on credit card debt because of it. Especially those whose new hobby is soliciting prostitutes. And that's not headline news.
It's 3:30, Eddie Betty was asking me a question just now.
What's wrong with you?
I don't need you to ask me that. I got somebody that does that already.
What is wrong with you?
I get the answer, too.
He's a tool.
My dad used to say, deep subject without a bucket. You got that?
So the question is...
I used to look at him the way you just looked at me.
The question is, did Joey interview the mayor?
Yes, yeah. He did. Mm-hmm. I was just curious if you had heard it. It was...
What I heard was good.
By the way, remind me, we have to play Celebrate at 5 o'clock because Safer at Home comes to an end.
Yeah.
After that 2-week period to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
Here it is 50 weeks later, and we're finally, well, I guess if you live outside the city of Montgomery. Yeah. But that's at 5 p.m., right?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to mark the occasion by playing Celebrate by Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
So what's the story from the mayor on the...
On the mask is basically what I understood is his belief is, and he's going by the science that he's seen, that we need to continue doing the mask. Now, that's not the science I saw or see, no. Not the science that you see or saw.
No. No, the science I see is Texas being free for almost a month and their cases are plummeting. In the Northeast, where they have had very restrictive lockdowns, they're getting worse.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what are we, a hot spot in the middle of...
Well, Birmingham's doing the same thing. But again, I read an article this morning, I think it was in Yellowhammer News, it showed we're down 15-20% or more and dropping daily. So that's his thought on it.
You don't think this is... I don't know how the two of them get along. All I know is that when he became mayor and he asked the governor to appoint his wife to his old job, first of all, that was... inappropriate.
To say the least, I agree with you.
And when she said no, J.C. Love got that position. I wonder if this is an attempt to show her up.
You know
what's sad is that none of these cases have made it to the Supreme Court. We have no definitive ruling. And they better get it to the Supreme Court before Joe packs it with a bunch of leftards.
That really makes me very nervous about that. Because one of the comments, I guess, someone made, Obama said, we should have went for more. And that's what they're doing. This is Obama 2.0, and they're snatching everything they ever wanted.
Sick people, man. Yep. Leftists, they want to run your life. They want to be up your ass 24 hours a day. They want to tell you what you can do, when you can eat, where you can go, what you can wear outside and all that. And I'm not down with that. They're pushing it. Because they know what's coming in 22.
Right.
It's 3:33 at the moment. Next hour, we'll talk to Jacqueline about a specific story. I didn't know that they were doing this, but I saw it today. They're dumbing down bar exams.
Are you kidding me?
No, because the legal field isn't diverse enough. That's bigotry. That is the soft bigotry of lowered expectations. You can't make it under the criterion that exists, so we're going to lower the bar so you can sneak in and then become an incompetent lawyer.
Yes.
You'll have the attorney, you'll have the title, but you'll be inept. And I think that's a
horrible.
Well, United Airlines, there all these companies that are so soaked into this diversity garbage. Mm-hmm. I got news for you. Every time I've gotten on a plane, I could care less what color, what sex the person in the cockpit is, as long as they know what they're doing. Can they handle the crisis? I don't give a rat's ass how diverse United Airlines or any airline I've ever flown on is.
I want the best, most qualified person.
Period. That's the way it should be in any profession. When you can't possibly be contemplating lowering the standard for pilots just to hit some kind of magic number that's going to change what? Nothing.
No.
It's not going to change an effing thing. The same people that have been pissing and moaning my entire life will be pissing and moaning in 40 more years because they want everything done for them. They want to be led around by the nose. And it's sad, sickening, and should not be the case in America today.
100%.
The door of opportunity has been swung open for everybody.
I think it's a slap in the face of those that are minorities for them to do that.
Of course it is. If there's... That's not how you... make something more inclusive, you find out what's the root cause. It's not discrimination. If you can't hit the test score, there's something else going on. Maybe there needs to be more educational opportunities available.
Sure.
But I don't know what you have to score to. We'll get it from Jacqueline. We'll talk to her.
It's ridiculous, but watch where these lawyers go. Now, Greg, let's say you're one of these politicians that say, yeah, that's what we want to do, include everybody. When they get in trouble, you think they're going to call one of these lawyers?
No.
Thank you.
No. In fact, those who slither under the bar, so to speak, they'll probably run for office.
That's what I'm thinking.
Before they're in the legal profession too long. And why do we have so many damn lawyers in politics? That's got to change, too.
We don't have enough business people in politics.
We need more of them.
For shizzle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would be a good start. Four more years. DeSantis. Anyway, Jacqueline Tomlinson is part of the team of Delk and Tomlinson. They specialize in matters of family law. Let me tell you something. You're going through a divorce, custody, or any of those kinds of family law issues, you better believe you want to be in that court with somebody who knows what they're doing, who's looking out for your best interest, who has the tenacity and the passion to pursue your cases if they are your life coach. You know, somebody who's going to say, I got this. You're paying me to do this job. Now let me do it, and I will do a great job for you. That's how it should be. You should never have to wonder or doubt. You input the truth, you get the truth back from Delk and Tomlinson. And it's a time in your life when you absolutely need that and nothing less. So if you've got a divorce situation possible, you may want to do a consultation just in case so you're prepared. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have to do it. 819-4810 is their number. They also do wills and other things that are pertinent to family life at Delk and Tomlinson. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com. Again, their number, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jay, would you read this?
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic. Well, our busiest spots right now are the boulevards, East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, and Northeast Boulevard, roughly from Wetumpka Highway all the way past Atlanta Highway, I-85, and then on down to Baptist and Alpha. It is just incredible the amount of cars on the road this afternoon. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery, and we still have two accidents. Atlanta Highway in front of Rite Aid and Madison Avenue at the McDonald's there. Just before Ann Street, use caution and watch out for boots on the ground. Shopping's festive at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. From Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
All right, if you have a line, hang on. We will be with you ASAP. We're going to go back to Rich for the forecast. And again, we remain under a severe thunderstorm watch at 3:38.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this phase of the severe weather risk. The threat of some strong to severe storms will continue well into the evening hours tonight, with damaging wind gusts the main threat, but large hail also possible. Then, in the wee hours of the morning, another round of severe weather. All modes of severe weather are possible with this event, including maybe some extensive wind damage. And the threat of tornadoes can't be ruled out. That threat will continue through the morning hours tomorrow. Then tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, more scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunday will be a better day with partial sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If you think the only job at a radio station is in front of a microphone, you're missing a shot at a great career. Broadcasting offers exciting jobs in many areas, including advertising, sales, promotions, news, engineering, and more. Learn about these opportunities during the Alabama Broadcasters Association Virtual Job Fair, going on now through April 9th at broadcastersvirtualjobfair.com. Find information about broadcast careers and apply online. Minorities and women are strongly encouraged to visit us. It's the Alabama Broadcasters Association Job Fair. Visit broadcastersvirtualjobfair.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's time again for the Masters. Augusta National. The fairways. The greens. Even the rough. Looking better than your backyard will ever look. The Masters, all weekend long on CBS.
3:43. So when the mayor talked to Joey, did he give any names on the who were the scientists he consulted with?
He
who were the
not,
epidemiologists?
No, sir, he did not ring.
Did he consult with any mental health professionals about the F job they're doing on people's heads over the last year with this?
No, sir, not to my knowledge.
You are killing people with this lockdown mask insanity. You're isolating seniors. You got everybody scared crapless. And you wonder why people are fleeing to Prattville and Wetumpka. Caesar.
What up, G?
How you doing, bud?
I'm pissed. That's how I am. How are you?
Well, I need to get a job done. It seems like I'm going to be the reporter for accidents. There was a major accident on Atlanta Highway and Wedge Fair Road. If you're in that direction, you know, be careful. I had to veer off to the left. So
now, where's Ferry Road? The intersection of the Atlanta Highway is close to Coliseum Boulevard, right? Is in between Perry Hill and Coliseum,
right? Right up the hill, right up the hill.
Okay, so is that on the westbound side of Atlanta Highway or eastbound?
Going in.
That's
town?
On the east. That's eastbound side, going toward that Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But it's ugly.
Mm. Hate to hear that.
Yeah.
You know those things are going to happen when you see this kind of rain, and then we see people, driving well over the speed limit.
And I saw those pictures of Biden's son. I was like, good gracious, this dude is on some serious stuff.
I mean, I ain't gonna
be one to criticize nobody, but goodness.
He is being programmed. Whatever is left in his head is being filled by people who are trying to ram an agenda up our ass, and I wish people would wake up. Wake the hell up.
Do you not think that, like when he was in China and places like that, they were not just baiting him up?
Absolutely. By the way, I found out today, we have lost 28 Border Patrol agents to COVID because over 50% of the people coming in are infected.
Wow.
They have not been vaccinated. What the hell? What kind of management is this?
Not management.
You're putting people in harm's way. You should at least give them the benefit of a vaccination.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to be worse. You know the kind of work I do, and I ask these kids all the time, have they had the COVID? The lower class, and I hate to say lower class or whatever, but that's the way it is. They are not getting a shot. I ask these kids all the time, have you gotten a shot? No. Have you gotten a shot? No. Why? I don't know. It's like, really? What are you thinking about?
What are the agencies that are out that we are paying huge dollars to look after folks that are in that predicament? Why aren't they doing their job?
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah,
I promise you that. But speaking about airplanes, one of my favorite movies, you know, see the movie when Denzel Washington was a pilot and he used to fly drunk and he threw a plane upside down.
Yes, I saw that movie. That was one of the, right.
And the thing about it, he took responsibility in the end. That was great. I liked that.
It was an excellent movie. Excellent movie.
Yeah.
Great performance by Denzel.
Right.
Thank you, Caesar. Have a great weekend.
See you, bud.
Thespian?
Hello?
Is this the Thespian?
Are you there? Oh.
Did you mute yourself?
Let's talk to Luke.
Hey, Greg, how's it going? Hope you are doing well. I was just wondering, I happened to see on the news, or I saw through a tweet on WSFA that the statewide mask mandate is going to be coming to a close.
Yes.
Of course, you know, I'm sure, you know, at this point, you know, it's going to be left to the discretion of the local city leaders and all that, as well as, you know, business organizations and whatnot, which I guess my question is, you know, at the risk of infuriating probably a lot of the listeners, why didn't we just, you know, keep it like that from the start? You know, I know that there's a lot of, you know, flack about, you know, the anti-maskers and whatnot, but, you know, at the same time, it's like, I have no problem with wearing it, but it's like, you know, I kind of lost my train of thought there.
I'll tell you why. I'll give you a quick take on where you're going with this. It's because they listen to Anthony Fauci. That's why. That little turd. The little menace, as David Blackman calls him,
mm-hmm.
who flip-flopped and changed his mind. We need 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and Trump went along with that. The guy talking out of both sides of his mouth, you don't need a mask. You need a mask. Yeah, that's part of the problem right there. Had we built a herd immunity. Thank you. Not a herd mentality. Mm-hmm. That's what talk radio is. I'm kidding.
I was going to say herd mentality. That ain't a good thing.
No, it's not. No. We would have probably been farther along. Look at Texas. Texas finally said enough of this crap, and they're doing just great.
It's fine.
Their numbers started dropping as soon as they put freedom into the prescription.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's funny you say that, because a lot of the folks that, you know, I follow, you know, I don't tend to be, you know, against, you know, somebody just because they believe in things different from me. In fact, you know, I'm okay with that. You know, diversity of thought, you know, that's a wonderful thing. But, you know, I saw a lot of people who were, like, saying, it's like, well, I'm never going to Texas ever again, or, you know, like, basically...
Well, yeah, nobody's going to go to Texas. I got news for you. They can't get to Texas fast enough.
Thank you. Even Elon Musk has actually put out a deal. Said, hey, move to Texas. Help me build my company.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, I think it's a... if a business wants to require a mask by employees, that's their business.
Right.
If they want me to wear a mask to come in, I have the right to say yes or no and do business with that business.
That's right.
Right.
And in most instances, when that is a requirement, I'm okay to go along with it. But I think the mask, I'll give you a quick example. I got to run too. Thanks for the call. A track coach somewhere in the Northeast, you can find this story very easily if you Google it, got fired because he would not make his runners wear masks. I can't think of anything dumber than having somebody run a sprint with a mask across their mouth when they're trying to breathe.
Outside.
Outside.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Got it? Outside in the sun. It kills the virus. You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard.
Yeah. Outside.
What is wrong with you people? I never realized how many people were so willing to curl up in the fetal position and suck their thumb. They like this. It's just crazy. Just crazy. 351 Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company that does great and tremendous things for people who have gotten that tough break. You know, Caesar just described that terrible accident on Atlanta Highway by Ware's Ferry. You see something like that and you wonder, man, I hope the people survive that and aren't going to be spending the rest of their life in a wheelchair or some other horrible thing. But that does happen on almost a daily basis, all over the place, all over the river region. Gulf States Mobility steps in to assist people, to partner up with people in their efforts to restore choices to their lives, to live a life that's as choice-filled as they can possibly make it with their customized approach, making sure they return to a home that does not pose further risk to injury so they can heal in a familiar environment. That's always the best option when it's available. Customized motorized equipment and more. They do it all at their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. I hope one time you'll take a moment and look them up on Facebook and like them. That's Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. 514-6590 is their number. It is 352. Let's see what's happening on our roads during this. I think the heavy rain stayed to the south of us. Very cold.
Yeah, the temperature has dropped dramatically.
I think that's downdrafts from the storms that passed to the south of us. But I'm just a talk show host.
Who are you?
Yeah. How's it going, Skip?
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We are very busy right now on the Boulevard, our most congested area, East Boulevard from I-85 down to Troy Highway. We've got some congestion on East South Boulevard as well, especially Norman Bridge outbound, Highway 331 and I-65 and 85, moderate traffic to downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to tell you about at the moment. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS in Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
A Warhawk welcome for Master Thespian.
Hello. I'm sorry. My phone did something really weird a few minutes ago. I'm driving, so maybe it was just switching from one power to the other.
Probably.
I'm supposed to call to remind you to play the Susan Woody Peter Pan story.
Oh, yeah.
How long are you going to be able to listen? How long will you be able to listen? Because we've got somebody on the phone right after the 4 o'clock
oh,
news.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be listening till 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go that long. And Rosie will be here to remind
you. Yeah, I'll remind him.
In fact, I'm going to whip that out now.
Yeah, I'll be back up.
Let's see.
Yeah, and Peter. It looks like we're actually going to do a performance tonight. I don't know.
Really?
We'll see. Hold on. Apparently, there's like a window between 6 and 10.
Yeah, so as long as you don't have to do a performance between 4 and 10 tomorrow morning, you should be fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, there's a lot of tearing stuff down and putting stuff back up that has to take place when the rain comes in. So they're putting it up right now, and then they'll tear it down right after the show. And hopefully we won't get wet. So.
Good luck, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
All righty. Karen.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
I cannot believe I'm talking to you on the radio.
Isn't it thrilling?
It is. It is so thrilling. And I'm a new listener.
Ooh,
all right.
And I just love your show. I love it. And I love you and Rich Thomas and everybody.
Everybody loves Rich Thomas.
Yes.
When I get singled out, though, that's especially
adorable.
And Biden is an idiot.
Yeah, yes. He's a moron. A corrupt moron.
But I'm so excited that, I mean, I actually get to talk to you on this telephone. I mean, who calls a telephone anymore, right?
It's okay. What did you want to talk about, Karen?
Well, basically that I'm not wearing a mask after today at 5 o'clock. How long we got? It's 4 o'clock, and we got 1 hour.
Yeah, 1 hour, 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 22 seconds.
I'm so excited.
We're going to celebrate.
The Mexican restaurant to celebrate the mask off, and I don't think they're going to require it after 5 o'clock either.
Good.
In Wetumpka.
Oh, no, they won't.
No, not in Wetumpka. That's a free city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. So excited. So good to talk to you, and I love your show, and mask off.
I hope you'll call again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen. Thank
you. Yeah, while we're worrying about masks and stuff, how about this from a listener? Around 7:40 last night, some savage bastards drove down Narrow Lane Road firing guns out of a car window. I guess it's the mentally deficient's way of shouting spring break. I can rest easy, though, because Stephen Reed and our city council addressed what's really important and extended a mask mandate until May. That's leadership you can admire and trust.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National Baseball Hall of Famer and former Atlanta Brave Tom Glavine. Get your tickets now for the 12th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction, May 3rd at the Montgomery Renaissance, to benefit Miracle Leagues of Alabama. Title sponsor, Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Glavine. I'm looking forward to seeing you May 3rd in Montgomery.
COVID safety protocols will be observed. Get your tickets today at albca.org.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville is the first choice for assisted living and memory care in the River Region. The newly remodeled facility offers a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest while creating a warm environment that feels like home. The residents are enjoying activities in the company of each other and have the attentive assistance of a caring, experienced team. Assistance is available for veterans who qualify. To learn more about the Harbor or to schedule a tour, call Christy Goodwin at 334-224-0150. 58. Life is good at the Harbor.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit Mr. Handyman.com or call 219-8599.
Hi, break time? I know.